It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How are you? Well, I have some interesting things for you to look at, to listen to feel. You ready? Here's something that might not look very interesting. It's an inexpensive tablet. But look what a friend of mine did with it. Drew some pictures at the bottom of the page that look like a little person running. And as you make these pages move quickly, I'll show you what I mean. As you make them move quickly, it looks like that person really is running and jumping into the bathtub. See? One picture by itself doesn't look like it's moving. But if you make a lot of them go like that, it does. Yeah. I'm not able to draw that well, so what I did was to get a tablet like it and put some balls on different pages, just one on each page, like that. You could do this easily. See? And if you do it quickly, like this, it looks like the ball's moving. Watch. Off it goes. Something to look at, and something to do. Sure, if you will look carefully, listen carefully. There's a lot that you can do carefully. Look and listen. If you will look carefully, listen carefully. There's a lot that you can learn carefully. Look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully. There's a lot that you can learn carefully. Look, 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 and listen. Remember that story that I sometimes read to you called Looking for Letters? Well, somebody made a film of that. So why don't we just ask Picture Picture to show us the film, okay, of Looking for Letters? Oh, that's pretty. That's a Renoir painting. Do you ever look at Picture Picture when I'm going back and forth to the kitchen and all? Sometimes it's really good to look closely at paintings, isn't it? Picture Picture, I think we're ready to see the story film of Looking for Letters now. You're someone who likes looking for letters, and you happen to be out in the forest, and all of a sudden, you see a great big A. At least you think it's an A, until you come up closer to it, and it turns into a teepee. You knock on the teepee, and a bee flies out. You think it's a bee until it sits on your shoulder and starts talking to you, and then you know it's a talking bee. The bee is telling you a long story about lots of things, and it gets to be nighttime. And you look up into the sky, and there's a big letter C. It's really the old moon. And you say, it's time for bed. And so you go to sleep in the teepee, and so does B. C stays up in the sky all night long while you're sleeping. You have a dream about an Indian whose name is One String Three Feathers. He makes an instrument that looks like a D. It has just one string, and he has three feathers in his hair. You think his feathers look like an E, and they do. In the dream, somebody takes one of the feathers, and then it looks just like an F. Well, One String Three Feathers finds a gold earring on the floor of his teepee, and the earring looks just like a G. One String Three Feathers says, whoever took my feather must have dropped this golden earring, so I'll go out to hunt for that person. By and by, One String Three Feathers sees something that looks like an H. As he comes closer, he sees that it's two thin men shaking each other's hands. But what's that he sees in one of the men's ears? It's the other gold earring. And what's that he sees in the man's pocket? It's the lost feather. And that feather looks like the letter I. One String Three Feathers walks up and says, you're the one who took my feather. And then he finds a big fish hook on the ground that looks like the letter J. So he uses it to hook the missing feather. One String Three Feathers runs back home, and that's the end of your dream. Just as you wake up, you see something that looks like a K coming into your teepee. It's a soldier, and he says that he's lost. You ask him to sit on a chair that looks like an L, and he does. And he tells you that he got lost when he came to two big mountains and a valley that looked like a big M. He said there was lightning in the sky that looked like the letter N, so he was glad to find your teepee. You ask the soldier what his name is, and he says Oswald with an O. You talk about the letter O, and Oswald thinks it looks like a rolling snowball. But you think it looks like a face before you draw in the eyes, nose, and mouth. As you're sitting there talking, suddenly Oswald drops something that knocks over a pan and looks like a letter P onto the floor. It awakens a Q-looking pussycat who was sleeping on the other side of the teepee. By now it's morning, and you tell Oswald that you will take him back if he wants you to. He does, so both of you say goodbye to B and Q the cat. On the way home, you both look for letters because you like to, and you find an octopus that looks like an R talking to a snake that looks like an S beside a telegraph pole that looks like a T. A horse comes along and kindly offers to give you a ride. And when you look down on the ground, you see the marks that his shoes have made, and they look like the letter U. When you get off, you try to make some U's too, just like the horse. And you find that you can do it if you don't let your heels down. So you and Oswald walk on the fronts of your shoes and make a lot of U's. As you get closer to town, you see some flowers. And those two flowers look like the letter V. Before you can stop Oswald, he picks the flowers and he puts one on you and one on himself. Then you're at your own hometown. It seems that everyone is glad to see Oswald and you. The orchestra plays, and the conductor's long tail coat looks just like a W. And the bows on the violins look just like an X. You tell Oswald this, but he seems to be thinking about other things. You walk beside Oswald as he goes up the ladder to his rocket ship. He makes a speech and everyone cheers and hugs and plays music. And all of a sudden, someone counts backwards. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Oswald's rocket takes off. And you think how much faster it goes than a kite. But they both look like a Y to you. You've done a lot of things today and seen a lot of letters. So you go home and tell the people you like about the A that was a teepee, the talking bee, and one string three feathers, and Oswald and his Y-looking rocket. Someone says, what about the letter Z? Didn't you see a Z anywhere today? And you say, maybe I'll dream about one of them tonight. And so you do. Looking for letters. So much to look for in the world. Not just letters. Oh, it's a telephone. Hello? Oh, Andy. Yes. No, I haven't told them yet. I wanted to be sure that you could come. How long? Oh, okay. 7 or 8 minutes. Fine, we'll see you then. Bye-bye. It's a friend of mine by the name of Andy Wyeth, and he's a man who makes animated cartoons. We'll tell you more about it when he comes, but he said he could come today, and he'll show you some of those things. But that gives us time for some make-believe, 7 or 8 minutes. Make-believe is like dreams. Yeah, there were dreams in this story. Dreams are pretend. Okay, Trolley, let's pretend that Lady Aberlin and King Friday and Queen Sarah are all together at the castle in make-believe, and they're thinking about that magician. Okay, ready, Trolley? Okay, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, there's Trolley.
Trolley.
Trolley, coming along as usual.
As I was saying, Uncle Freddy, it's really a desperate situation.
Are you sure you're not just talking dramatically, my dear?
No, I mean it. The magician said that he might have to sell all of his equipment just to get food for his family.
But Lady Aberlin, how will he do his magic tricks if he does that?
That's just it. He won't be able to.
Oh, come, come. He'll get by without selling his equipment.
Oh, hi,
hello,
Lady.
Mr. Apple.
Hi, Lady Aberlin.
Mr. Apple.
How are you, Your Royal Highnesses?
You seem to be in a hurry.
Oh, I am. I am, because I've got to get back to my family with their breakfast.
A breakfast? This hour of the day?
Well, it's the first thing they've had to eat all day, so it's just like breakfast.
Well, don't let us keep you then. Do come back when you can visit a while, won't
oh,
you?
Oh, I will. Thank you very much. Bye now.
Yes,
bye.
Farewell then. Didn't I tell you he seemed to have plenty of groceries there?
But he didn't say anything about selling his equipment.
I'm not so sure. I'd like to go and have a talk with him.
Of course you would, my dear. We'll see you later then.
Right.
Just don't go making mountains out of molehills, Lady Aberlin.
Uncle Friday, I just don't think you understand.
We'll see.
Come along. I wish I'd been able to see that magician's first show.
Oh, he really is good.
When's his next show?
Well, that's just the problem. He might not have any more shows.
No more shows?
Oh, he has to sell his equipment.
Well, why would he do a thing like that, Daniel?
to get money to feed his family.
Well, that doesn't seem right. I mean, how can he be a magician without his equipment?
He can't. He'll have to do some other kind of work.
That just doesn't seem right to me.
Well, Lady Evelyn was going to talk to the king about it.
I hope the king can fix it up.
Well, he will if he can.
I bet your family really enjoyed their breakfast.
They did, even though it was the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, I'm so relieved to see that you didn't have to sell any of your equipment to buy food.
Well, not all of it at once. I'll only have to sell a little at a time.
But you didn't... Wait, your cape. Where's your cape?
That's what I had to sell today.
But you said you wouldn't sell anything till I talked to King Friday.
I'm sorry, Lady Aberlin, but I really needed that food for the family.
Oh, I knew this would happen. I just knew this would happen. Please don't sell another single thing until I talk to my uncle again.
I'll try, but we really need that food.
Just give me a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Promise?
I promise. Until dinner time.
Uncle Friday?
Niece Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
How nice it is to be usually correct.
I'm afraid you weren't correct about the magician, Uncle Friday.
What do you mean?
He sold his cape to buy food for his family.
His cape? Well, how can he...
That's just it. He can't. He needs his cape to do so many of his tricks.
This is ridiculous. No magician is going to go hungry in my neighborhood. Lady Aberlin, I hereby form the King Friday, Queen Sarah Saturday Royal Foundation for the Performing Arts.
The King Friday,
yes.
Queen Sarah Saturday Royal Foundation
for the Performing Arts, otherwise to be known as KFQSSRFFTPA.
KFQSS.
Right.
RFFTPA. What is it?
Well, it's a way of helping people like Mr. Apple.
How does it work?
All of the citizens of Make Believe may contribute what they can to be shared with artists who come to be with us. You know, it's very difficult for some artists to make a living.
And this would be a way for someone like Mr. Apple to make more money?
Even when everybody can't buy tickets.
Oh, I think it's a splendid idea, Uncle Friday.
You may announce the KFQSSRFFTPA to all the people in the neighborhood and solicit contributions immediately.
Oh, no sooner said than done, Uncle Friday.
One more thing. Summon my royal tailor, please, and tell him I want to see him immediately so he can fix one of my robes.
You bet I will. K-F.
K-F-Q-S-S-R-F-F-T-P-A. K-F-Q-S-S. R-F-F-T-P-A. 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 K-F-Q-S-S. R-F-F-T-P-A.
Very good, Lady Aberlin.
Well, the king thought of something. K-F-Q-S-S-R. Maybe that's Andy Wyeth. Let's look. Yes, it is. I want you to meet him.
Hi,
Hi Andy. Come in. Like you'd know my friend, Mr. Wyeth. You have a lot of things there.
Yeah, do you have a big table I could put these on?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Okay.
Remember I told you that Andy makes animated movies? What's this thing?
This is another animation machine. When you spin it, it makes these pictures inside look as if they're moving. Just like that tablet I drew the pictures on for
you. Oh, yeah, of the stick figure going into the tub.
Hey, do you have something I could put this on?
Sure, you mean, do you want to make it higher?
To get it up higher, yeah, it would be easier to see.
Oh, there's a wastebasket, or the bread box?
The bread box would be good.
Okay.
That's right, now just something to lean it back a little bit.
A wedge? There's a piece of wood, will that help?
Oh, fine, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I'll just tilt it back a little. Just like that. There, and just by spinning it and looking through these slits at the pictures inside.
Why, it looks like an acrobat. Somebody doing gymnastics in there.
Works just like that paper pad.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? And those are all just single films, then.
That's right.
I mean, single pictures.
Now, these cutouts I brought today... Here, let me move this.
I don't need that now.
These cutouts are from the movie I made that you saw at Mr. McFeely's.
Oh, yes.
For You've Got to Do It.
I remember this one. That's a boy on the magic carpet. Ah.
See, this one, it has arms and it's jointed so that you can move it.
Well,
like that.
I never saw your hands, though, in the movie.
Well, the way I do it in the movie, I move it just a little bit and then photograph it, move it a little bit more, then photograph it, move it, and so on, like that. And that's the whole way animated movies work.
I see. So you take a picture, you move it, then take a picture, move it, and take a picture.
That's right, yeah. They're like puppets.
What's this one?
See, his mouth opens.
Oh, so you can feed it.
Mm-hmm. There's this fork, and it moves it in.
And open the mouth.
Mm-hmm. And then close it on it.
Would you like to see that, Would you like to see that film? Remember the one we saw at the McFeely's, You've Got to Do It? You could look for this particular fella in the film with his spoon going in his mouth. Could look for this one riding on the magic carpet and the monkey with him. Let's do that, all right?
Okay, good.
See that film that you made.
You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. Then when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. Then when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it.
And that's how you made him feed himself.
That's right.
Boy, I really like that film, Andy. Did you start to do this when you were really young?
Yeah, I was only 7 when I began doing these cutouts.
Oh.
And I'm working on a film right now.
Why?
So I've got to get back to doing the pictures for that.
You've got to do it, huh?
That's right.
Well, thank you for coming today.
You're welcome.
I've wanted my friends to meet Andy Wyeth for a long time. Make some more films for us sometime, will you?
Oh, I will.
Okay. Bye, Andy. Thank
Bye.
You. It's a young man who started when he was 7 years old to be interested in such things as animation. Yeah. Well, you and I'll be together again tomorrow and talk about lots of other things and do more tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope your day is happy. Till then, I hope you're feeling snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This is PBS.